speak to the young people. Well, you're coming up now, I think, to a season of extensive study, because I believe that there are exams, are there not? Are there now exams that you're working toward? Am I right? Yes?
Yes.
There are exams. Are any of you starting to prepare for GCSEs? Yes? You are, Naomi? Yes? Any more? Yes, I thought you were, young man. Yes, so it's now time for study, for preparation. Now, who's the one that can really help you with these studies? Who's the one who can really help you? Jesus. And do you acknowledge him? Are you looking to him as you study, as you prepare? Are you actually acknowledging? Are you sometimes talking it out with him? Maybe sometimes when you don't quite understand things, or maybe you feel that the demand is just getting too much. Do you find sometimes it gets on top of you? Do you find sometimes the pressure, you know, this pressure to succeed can be very, very strong, can't it? But you know, Jesus has come into our lives to put a balance in that. If you are led by man's pressures on your lives just to succeed, it won't be fruitful for the Christian. Because God's success, his merit of success, is different to man's success. And when God is with you in those studies, he's always going to encourage you. And he's always going to show you where maybe you're going wrong. And to succeed with God is not necessarily taking on man's pressures and burdens, how he interprets it, or what he wants from you. You know, to succeed is to find out what is pleasing to the Lord, and you do it to him. So these exams that you're going to face, and also these tests and these end of term exams and tests, try and remember this, that you're going to do this unto the Lord, and that you want to glorify him first and foremost. And if that is the desire of your heart, then God is going to take over. And we've already shown you that before you even go into that exam room, God has already has gone before and he's prepared you. And he knows exactly what those questions are going to be. He knows all about those exam papers. He knows exactly how long it's going to take. And he is the one, as we heard even from prophecy this morning, he is the only one who can open our eyes. And we have heard, haven't we, of testimonies where some have gone into exams, they felt unrehearsed, they hadn't had time to study as they wanted to, but they looked to the Lord, they trusted him, and you know, when they opened that exam paper, it was like God opened their eyes, opened their mind, and the time that they had where they did study, it all came up, it was all there. Now God can do that. Not only can he do that, but he will do that. But it's committing it to him. It's starting right from the word go with your studies. Father, this is in your hands. I study this, I do my homework, and I do it unto you. It's for your glory. And if you want that and you believe that in your heart, you will see that God will be more than faithful. Now, why am I saying this? Because I don't want to see any of you coming under the spirit of this age, which is an antichrist spirit, and it is a driving spirit. And it is a spirit that works, that it doesn't matter what you do, how you do it, as long as you succeed. But before God, who is holy, that isn't clean. And God can never bless that. And you may be saying to me, well, it's all right for you, Pastor, to say this, but you don't have to sit in school. You don't have to sit and listen to these teachers, what they require or what the curriculum requires and everything. Well, praise God, this is where we serve a miracle-working God. I might not fully know, but I know my God enough that whatever pressures are there, whatever the curriculum requires, God can and will work in and through it. And what God wants you to learn, He'll open your minds to. And whatever He doesn't want you to take in, He'll close your mind to it, so that you're not oppressed by it or taken in by it. And you mark my words, you are going to see that God will have a testimony out of you that will glorify His name. And people in time will begin to want to know what it is, how it is, that you succeed and that you are not affected and that you're not held by the anxiety, all the worry and the frustration. God doesn't want you bound by that. Did you know that worry, frustration, all those things that maybe your friends are all beginning to take on board, all those things have side effects to them. I'll just give you some ideas what those side effects can be. For example, those side effects can open you up to migraine attacks. Do you know what a migraine attack is? It's bad heads, terrible heads. Sometimes you have to go to bed with them. That is an anxiety thing. Or you can take on phobias, or you could take on skin problems like eczema, that sort of thing. I used to suffer with that years ago, terrible. And the doctor said to me years back when I went, he said, why do you get so anxious? And you know, when I came to taking A levels and everything, I had the worst outbreak of eczema you've ever seen through anxiety. The pressures. Will I pass? You know, will I get those great A's that the tutors and teachers were wanting from you? And I had the most awful attack of it. And so I know what these pressures can do. I actually got in such a state with my A-levels that I opened the door to shingles. Shingles, again, is another form of anxiety. Pressures. And shingles is a terrible thing. And I had it in my forehead here. And I came up, it all swelled up here. I looked terrible. And of course, after it, the irritation is awful. And you can get these blisters. And I have, in the natural, a blister here over my nose, which is a reminder not to open the door anymore to anxiety and all those things that man tries to put on you. See? Because I picked it and everything and tried to get rid of the scab being vain, I was left with a scar. That was shingles that did that, and it was all exams, A-levels, the stress of it. You see, I didn't know the Lord then. Now the advantage that you have, you know Jesus. So you don't have to go through that route. Yes, you're going to go through it. You're going to go through the exams. You're going to go through the study. But you're going to go through it with Jesus. And offer it over to Him. Keep talking to Him. Keep in dialogue. If you feel the pressure, or you just feel it's getting on top of you, or you feel like I can't take any more of this, or it's getting too difficult, talk to Him. Because He knows naturally speaking, we can't do these things in ourselves. So you have the wonderful advantage of walking with the Lord as young as you are, giving all these things over to him, and he says, I'll take care of it and I'll do it. That's the wonderful walk of salvation, is it's literally we can give it over to him, leave it there, don't take it back, leave it there, and he will work it through. Because God knows, he knows that in education you need qualifications, he knows the difficulties of it to get jobs and various things like that, and particularly with the recession now that we're going through, how much more do you young people need to walk close with Jesus? And as I've said many times, your friends, those of you at school, they don't read their Bibles, but they're reading you.